Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Sounds kinda stuffy, right? Think again, friend. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about finding inner strength and resilience even when life throws curveballs. And today, we're diving into a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. Self-awareness. Ever felt like you were just reacting to life instead of truly living? You know that feeling when your emotions take the wheel and you end up saying or doing things you regret later. That's where self-awareness comes in. It's like having a built-in GPS for your soul, helping you navigate those choppy waters with grace and clarity. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways about why self-awareness is crucial for embracing the Stoic path. First off, self-awareness helps you understand your triggers. We all have them, right? Maybe it's traffic, a certain type of criticism, or even that annoying coworker who leaves their coffee mugs in the sink. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those reactions. Think of it like training a puppy. You need patience and consistency to teach them good behavior. The same goes for our own emotions. By recognizing our triggers, we can choose not to react impulsively and instead respond thoughtfully. Next up, self-awareness allows us to identify our core values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, integrity, creativity, or something else entirely? When you know your values, you can make decisions that align with them, even when things get tough. Think of it like building a house. You need a strong foundation to support the rest of the structure. Your values are that foundation, guiding your choices and actions in a way that feels authentic and fulfilling. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Self-awareness helps us see our own biases. We all have them, even the smartest among us. These unconscious beliefs can shape how we perceive the world and interact with others. Recognizing our biases allows us to challenge them and make more informed decisions. It's like having a blind spot in your vision. You don't realize it until someone points it out. But here's the cool part. Self-awareness isn't just about introspection. It also involves being mindful of how we impact others. By paying attention to our words and actions, we can cultivate empathy and build stronger relationships. It's like playing a game of tag. You need to be aware of where your friends are so you can connect with them. In life, self-awareness helps us navigate those social interactions with more grace and understanding. Finally, remember that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, get caught in your own head, or react impulsively. That's perfectly okay. What matters is that you keep practicing, keep reflecting, and keep striving to become more aware of yourself. Think of it like learning a new instrument. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of practice before you can play your heart out. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a job interview. You've prepared thoroughly, practiced your answers, and feel confident. But then the interviewer throws a curveball, a question that catches you off guard. Your mind races, you start to sweat, and suddenly you feel like you're losing control. This is where self-awareness kicks in. If you've taken the time to understand your own stress triggers and coping mechanisms, you can navigate this moment with more poise. Maybe you take a deep breath, pause for a moment to collect your thoughts, or even acknowledge the unexpected question with a smile. By being aware of your internal state, you can choose a response that reflects your best self, rather than letting fear or anxiety dictate your actions. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? Self-awareness is like a superpower. It helps us understand our triggers, identify our values, challenge our biases, cultivate empathy, and ultimately, live more intentional lives. It's a journey of continuous growth, but trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to increase your self-awareness? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, life is a series of ups and downs, but with self-awareness as your compass, you can navigate those twists and turns with strength, wisdom, and courage. Keep striving, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.